SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. This is Madison Lane, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of sass here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Ever feel like the world is spinning faster than a top on caffeine overdrive? Like there's not enough time in the day to be everything to everyone and still find a moment for yourself? Let me tell you, you're not alone. That's why today we're diving deep into two powerful practices that can help us weather the storm. Self-compassion and mindfulness. Think of it like this. Self-compassion is that warm hug you give yourself when things get tough, and mindfulness is the superpower of being fully present in each moment, without judgment. They might sound simple, but trust me, these practices can transform your entire experience of life. Let's break down five key takeaways to get you started. First up, self-compassion isn't about indulging your every whim or becoming a self-absorbed snowflake where Stoics remember. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Imagine your bestie tripped and scraped their knee, what would you say? You'd probably offer words of comfort, a band-aid, maybe even some chocolate. We all deserve a little treat. Now apply that same level of compassion to yourself when you stumble, make mistakes, or face challenges. Next up. We're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle, grind, and achieve more, more, more. But what about resting? What about simply being? Mindfulness reminds us to pause, breathe deeply, and appreciate the present moment, whether it's a steaming cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, or even the gentle breeze on your skin. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book, or so engrossed in a conversation that time just melts away? That's mindfulness magic. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and choosing how to respond with wisdom and resilience. Cultivating self-compassion allows us to face our challenges with greater courage and clarity, knowing we have a safe harbor within ourselves. Now let's talk about the power of intentionality. Think of it like this. We're all walking around with autopilot on most of the time, reacting to emails, scrolling through social media, rushing from one task to the next. Mindfulness is about hitting that pause button and consciously choosing how we want to spend our energy and attention. It's like deciding where you want your compass to point instead of letting the wind blow you wherever it may go. Think about a typical morning for you. Are you rushing out the door, fueled by caffeine and stress? Or are you taking a few moments to savor your breakfast, stretch your body, and set an intention for the day ahead? Even small shifts in our daily routines can make a big difference. Let me paint you a picture. You're at work, juggling deadlines, emails pouring in, and a colleague just dropped the bombshell that completely throws off your schedule. What happens next? Do you spiral into frustration and panic? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, remind yourself that this too shall pass, and then focus on prioritizing tasks and finding solutions? That's self-compassion and mindfulness in action. So there you have it, five powerful practices to cultivate more self-compassion and mindfulness in your daily life. Remember, folks, these aren't quick fixes, they're ongoing journeys of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing. Because when you master the art of self-compassion and mindfulness, you unlock a whole new level of peace, presence, and resilience. Ready to take action? Start by incorporating one simple practice today. Take 5 minutes each morning to sit in silence, breathe deeply, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Or when you find yourself feeling stressed or overwhelmed, pause for a moment, remind yourself that this too shall pass, and focus on something positive, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even the warmth of your coffee mug in your hand. These small acts of self-care can make a world of difference. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Tag me on social media, leave a comment below. Let's build a community of Stoic Seekers together. Until next time, remember, keep calm, keep learning, and keep crushing it. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.